Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I may start, just to provide a bit of background and introduction and explain how would be an ideal way to proceed with this discussion over the next few days. You may recall that during discussions at the previous sessions of the group, experts agreed that, of course, further work should be done on the model rules for the placing of the Orvis number on rolling stock. This was done by updating document ECE Trans SC2 Peers 2021 number 8. This has been done through the intervening period between the sessions, as mentioned earlier by our experts, through document ECE Trans SC2 Peers 2022 number 4. Which provides an update of the text, of the draft text, sorry, for the model rules, alongside, of course, the text prepared in 2021-8, with the aim, really, of providing this, how can I call it, a real-time comparison. And, of course, we will go through this later on in more detail. In support of this document, we also have document ECE Trans SC2 Peers 2022 number 5, which provides a more detailed commentary, let's say, on the changes that have been introduced. As part of the discussions on the model rules themselves, experts may wish to discuss the options for marking the railway stock, the railway rolling stock, sorry, as set out in Appendix 1 of the model rules in Document 2022-4. And this, of course, was something that was already discussed within the previous sessions of the group itself. In addition, Mr. Chair, you may recall also that the group expressed a wish to further understand the requirements for the revisions committee of the model rules. And this is what the information, sorry, that was included in Article 7 of Document 2021 number 8. To facilitate further discussion on this point, the Secretariat has prepared document ECE Trans SC2 Peers 2022 number 3, setting out possible options for the revisions committee. And of course, delegates may wish to discuss this in more detail in the framework, of course, of the development of the model rules further at this session. As mentioned earlier, when at the start of our meeting, we have also received comments from the Russian Federation on the text included in document 2022-4. These are set out in informal document 1, which my colleague Yana has kindly put on the chat for review. These comments cover also aspects related to document 2022-3 in terms of the revisions committee. So, Mr. Chair, if it is acceptable to you, I would suggest that we start discussions with an introduction by the Royal Working Group of documents 2022-4 and 2022-5. Hopefully Mr. Rosen will be kind enough to take us through a high-level view, let's say, of the main changes that are in the text and, of course, the rationale for these changes as set out in 2022-5. After which I would suggest that the Secretariat explain document 2022-3 and the aspects of the revisions committee. And then we hear from our colleagues in the Russian Federation on their comments on the text. Only once we've had this, let's say, general overview and general discussion, this general intervention, and maybe we won't have time for this until this afternoon, only then would we seek to go through paragraph by paragraph the document of 2022-4 to see in principle whether the provisions that are identified in the new version are something that can be accepted by the experts in the group. In saying that, of course, I would like to stress that going paragraph by paragraph does not mean that we are agreeing to final text. That's not the purpose of this initial review. We would still need to have some form of a drafting group to be organized to go in detail through the specific wording of the individual provisions, and that's something that can happen later on. But to get a general understanding of general agreement, let's say, of the principles within the context of the document, and of course to discuss any changes that are necessary, I think it would be of benefit to do this paragraph by paragraph process. So, Mr. Chair, apologies for speaking so long in introducing this. Just to summarize, if it's okay with you, I would suggest that we ask the Rail Working Group to discuss documents number 4 and 5, and then I have a brief presentation for document 3, and then the comments received from the Russian Federation in the informal document 1. And of course, delegates are more than welcome to raise their hand and take the floor to ask any questions now in these presentations, and of course also in the paragraph by paragraph discussion later on. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Спасибо, господин секретарь.